Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All right, fellas, like we practiced.
Yeah.
2, 3, 4.
Come on down. Come on down. Hanging with the brothers tonight, yeah. Come on down to the brothers' common place tonight.
Sorry to interrupt. Toof has cheetah underwear on. I can see the cheetah undies, Toof. Yeah. And he's...
What if he's like, actually, those are tattoos?
Dude, that'd be awesome. He's like, I have fucking Michael Jackson disease, dude. What's that? It begins with an L, I think. I can't think of what it's called.
I think they called it.
Oh, my God. God damn it, Tim. Already, dude.
We're not recording yet.
Yeah, we are.
I mean, it's not. It won't be released.
I just googled Michael Jackson disease and found it. Vitiligo. Vitiligo. Is that what it's called? Yeah.
Vertical horizon.
Vertical. Here's everything you want.
That's not even a disease. I don't think. It's just a birthmark.
It's just.
Wait, I thought he self-inflicted. Are you talking about him going from black to white, or is there other disease? Like him look like a fucking skinny ghoul vampire.
God damn it, dude. Stop it.
This is Michael Jackson, dude.
Actually, yeah. I guess I can't call him a vampire because he's fucking dead.
Oh,
dude. Unlike other vampires, right?
Yeah, David Blaine's still alive.
All right, Toof, is your mic going to be okay? Because I just saw you just fucking Aerosmith chucking around,
been
dude.
Hit fucking like 10 times. Do I sound wild?
Dude, I got to hide my boner from this fucking underwear over here, Toof.
All right, we're going to do 10 seconds of silence, and we're going to jump into it. You boys.
Toof's almost doing the pose that JP was doing in that one picture I took.
Alrighty, welcome everyone to the Brothers Commonplace, a comedy and crime podcast where we cover monsters, murders, mysteries, and more. And before, God damn it, Toof, could you once just do it again, man? Sitting there looking all sexy, dude, in your cheetah undies on the couch. Jesus, sitting there like a little slut.
Just a little fat butterball waiting to be buttered up.
I just realized I don't even know. You might have said something, dude. I had my audio turned off. So I had you guys on mute, and I was complaining about you not talking.
Oh my God. Hell yeah.
So I'm sorry about that, Jeremiah.
Hmm.
Alrighty. These are my favorite little friends. Let's do it.
What's going on, guys? This is Tim. Or as they called me after that time I ate all those hot dogs but didn't come on my wife's boobs. Noe Chestnut.
Yeah, dude. Noe, I like that.
Yeah.
Dude.
And they were just as soggy.
Dude, there was...
Yeah, they were, dude.
Joey Chestnut, like, we've inserted Joey Chestnut into a lot of Brothers Commonplace lore that hasn't been released.
Dude,
like, we put him in so many Chili Cartel scripts, like, and so
well,
much other
stuff.
That's a good
sign for this episode.
Oh, no, dude.
What up, everyone? This is Spence. I wanted to take this opportunity to direct everyone to my new GoFundMe.
Fuck yeah.
It's to seek out treatment for a condition that I suffer from. Alopecia. And so yeah, you can find it there on GoFundMe. My buddy Will has already donated some money. So it's a cause that he's recently taken up interest in. And you can find it there at GoFundMe.com/Spence for G.I. Jane.
God damn it, dude.
Hell yeah, dude. It's gonna get smacked.
I don't wanna piss anyone off. Does she actually have that?
Yeah.
She really does.
It just
does
means
have
balding.
It?
It's just balding. It's not even really a disease.
It's just Mr. Balding.
It's just Mr. Balding. Hey, hey, hey. What is going on here?
Dude, you know
what?
What
a horrible impression. What?
I will piss off people. I'm just going to go say it. Yeah. Where, if she's balding, where's the fucking balding at? I mean, she just has a buzz cut. Like, I'm balding, motherfucker. You can see skin on my head.
Yeah.
Like, where's her balding at, dude?
Yeah. Yeah, I
oh,
guess.
Wait, is it because her pussy's balding? Because Will Smith's a...
Hey, I don't... What?
Oh, damn, dude.
Wow.
Yeah, dude, I'm getting into it today.
Maybe she just uses that stuff on her head that the dad in 10 Things I Hate About You is watching on TV.
Interesting.
Oh, my God.
Well, if her pussy is bald, Jeremy, I don't know. Why don't we just ask Jaden's friends?
Oh, hell yeah.
Alrighty, Toof, you're up, buddy.
He doesn't have friends.
Dude, he sucks.
Hey, everybody, it's Jaden Smith. I don't even got an opener, guys. I'm sorry.
Hell yeah, dude.
Hey, everybody. Mr. Wiggles, a.k.a. the Toof.
Okay. But yeah, some call him Mr. Wiggles.
Mr. Wiggles.
Dude,
rubbing your back.
Yeah, do the edited version.
Yeah.
Stop, drop, kaboom, baby. Rub on your back.
Dude, before you say your opening, Kev, because I gotta get this joke out because it's really bad. But instead of the Karate Kid, because Jaden Smith was in that, right?
Yeah, dude.
They should have called it Ninja Gaiden.
Oh, dude, I thought that was going to be real close.
Oh, dude.
No.
So everything in this, for this case,
sorry, I cut you off real quick.
What, dude? And
I got to cut you off, and it's probably a deletable.
Come on, dude. It better be fucking worth it.
Like what Tim just said, that was like me accidentally hitting on a at a bar thinking I don't know. Then.
Oh, come on, Toof, really?
That's obviously a deletable. Toof.
I like how you said, hey, this might be a deletable. I'm going to say and offend a fucking millions of people. God damn it, Toof.
Hey, millions of people, but only 1%.
True.
So we still have the odds.
The odds.
Dude, never tell us the odds, Toof.
Dude, never tell us the odds. Like, what is that? Was that one of your guys?
Star Wars.
Oh, no, I didn't mean that. I meant, Tim, didn't you have a guy who didn't like hearing the odds? Was it in D&D or either in, like, Chili Cartel? Or was that you, Toof? No, that was a character Toof had, and he just took off his headphones and left.
That's awesome.
Toof.
Dude, Toof's done, man.
What is he even doing, dude? He stops the show. Now he gets up and just walks around.
Such a Toof move. It's time to clean.
Dude, what if he just picks up that football and starts doing the Uncle Rico video?
Dude, what does he have the fucking Riddler plan on the wall behind him, dude?
Fuck yeah.
What the fuck, dude?
Is that a sock in the middle of it?
Yeah, why is there a sock hanging from it? He fucking nutted it and just threw it and stuck against the wall? He's like, whatever part of the map this sticks to is where I'm going to fucking bomb.
It's either a sock or like a weird version of Florida.
What is he? Is he dressing up? I don't even understand what he's doing.
Dude, don't know, dude.
He just took his shirt off. Why did it take that long? Why did it take that long for him to take a shirt off?
What is he looking for? Well, he's like, hey, I got some Cheetos in here. Hang on, guys.
You know he took that out of the fucking dirty laundry, dude.
Oh, yeah, dude. His poop rags are in there and shit.
You back, Toof?
I was never gone.
Toof, why the fuck did that take so long, dude, for you to take your shirt off?
Dude, that light bulb would not fucking unscrew.
Dude, Toof, what's the sock behind you?
Is that
you?
A sock hanging from the map, or is that a reflection?
Oh, it's just a reflection.
Oh, okay.
Dude, it is. It looks so much like a sock. Now it looks like a fucking boot.
But alrighty, so this case, this episode, it is a case, and we did record it once before without Tim. But we want him on here, so we're re-recording it, redoing it. So all the jokes in here that I wrote, Tim and Spence have already heard and all that stuff. And also, I don't remember what half the shit in here that I wrote is. So I am using the same intro for this episode. So it is your boy Kev, a.k.a. the Diamond-Handed Dirty Dog, or back when I was an old NBA coach, and I didn't like when that female reporter was asking me these dumb questions. So go ahead and call me Greg Popovich.
Oh, hell yeah.
Hell yeah,
now,
dude.
I did edit, like, hell the first yeah. 20 minutes of the episode with me, Spence, and Tim. So, or I mean, me, Spence, and Toof. So if this is funny, I'll put it in the episode right here. But if not, I don't know what these mean. I wrote down Martha Dollar Store, Charlie Meth Bitch, Trans-Siberian Orchestra, Lord of the Rings, and Papa Dumb. So fuck, I have no idea if these are funny stories or not.
Hell yeah.
But yeah, I used to work with this this one dude who was this real scary guy. His face was all fucked up. Like, he had, like, acid thrown in it or something. Like, half his face was just his skull. He was a scary fucking dude. He was also a rapist. Man. Yeah, he was a rapist. And I always look everyone up when they get hired there. So, like, I knew he was a rapist. And one time during lunch, someone was like, "Hey, man, what? Since you're in the VOA, what'd you do to get? Why were you in jail?" And he's like, "Oh, man, I robbed a bank." It's like, dude, you fucking raped a kid, dude. You didn't rob a fucking bank, you liar.
Oh, fuck yeah.
And dude, I don't even understand this. I was eating chicken, and he came up to me, and I've never talked to him. He's like, "Man, what are you, a Muslim?"
The what fuck? The
I don't know. Dude. I was like, I guess, dude. I was like, I don't know. He's, I guess.
Dude. What if he's just trying to find out what happened to his face?
Dude, like, what
he
is...
like he robbed a bank, and when he opened the bag, it shot the ink in his face, and that melted it a little bit. And then, like, he was attacked by Muslims for, I don't know, being gay or something. They threw acid in his face.
Dude, like, I don't even. Yeah, I don't even understand that. Dude, what are you, a Muslim? Though,
like, instead of raping, he could have easily been a Batman villain. Like, why didn't dude, he go that route?
He really could have, dude.
Yeah.
I think I've shown you this guy before. He's just fucking scary. Hey, oh, I think I've had these before. Wilder, dude, when they're eating the dog juice donuts.
Dude, I think I've had these before. You do not call her that, Godad.
P.S. Shut the fuck up. Dude, that's such a good... dude, I know we're all over the place right now, so I apologize. Dude, what the fuck is that part of the end of that Dave Matthews song, Crash Into Me, where he's like, "I'm the king of the castle, you're a dirty rascal." What is he saying? God.
I vaguely remember it, but...
Yeah, I don't even know. That song's so good.
Oh, God, dude. That song's fucking wild, man. Okay. Have I told the update on my brother's crackhead girlfriend?
I don't think so, no. But I'm fucking so excited.
Okay, so I told you...
Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Deets.
Toof is reaching right. into his shorts.
Go ahead.
So,
hell yeah, dude.
So I told you, so I'll reiterate real quick. My brother dated a hooker who was a crackhead and was like always telling me, like, "Man, I fucking love her, dude. She's so sexy and cool." I'm like, dude, shut up, man. But anyways, he texted me a little bit after that. He's like, "Yeah, dude, that fucking stupid bitch." I was like, "Oh, what happened?" He's like, "Man, she robbed me."
That's so fucking good.
It's like, she took my bank card and took my all my money out. I only had $1,000, and that was from my rent. I was like, "Oh, that sucks, dude." I was like, "Yeah, man, maybe you shouldn't like date crackhead hookers."
Yeah.
And he's like the only people in my family that have anything to do with them is like his mom, which I don't know. Like I don't even know if I've met her, but his mom, and then like my great aunt. And my great aunt had this car for him. Like, it wasn't a good car, but it was like she had this car for him. And he's like, "Yeah, and I didn't have any money for rent, so our aunt had to sell that car she had for me to get $1,000 back for me."
Dude, that's so fucking good, a fucking car, dude. That's so fucking good.
Because your crackhead fucking girlfriend robbed you.
Dude, hashtag wild man.
Yeah. Hashtag wild woman. Wait, I'll be honest.
Yeah,
so,
for sure.
That's
yeah.
fucking
so,
cool.
It was long
they,
gone.
So are they still dating?
No.
God, I was going to ask that.
No. Now, he did say he went to some wrestling show and met a 19-year-old girl who is super awesome, he says.
Jesus.
Yeah, I swear to God, like a day later, he's like, "Oh, she's not 19. She's 31.
Oh, man.
It's like, dude, you're almost 50, dude. And, like, you're a fucking sexual predator, dude. Like,
dude.
How are you finding people worse than you?
Dude, aren't those wrestling shows in, like, high school gyms?
Oh, yeah.
Like,
dude.
Is he even allowed in there? Like,
what if it was LeBron like, guy?
Dude, that's a good point.
Yeah, like, he's probably not allowed in there.
I don't know, man.
Dude, I hope he's just fucking Joe referee guy.
Dude, that'd be fucking awesome, dude. Yeah. Or he's just banging the guy I work with who wrestles.
Oh, my God.
Doing that axe handle off the ropes.
Yeah, dude.
What so if he's not good. Even dating a girl? He just saw the guy in the LeBron jersey dancing, so he just jacks off to him.
Fuck yeah. Well, then, hey, oh then God. Him and I have something in common.
Hell yeah, dude.
How we, like, just like, dude, this guy's fucking awesome, and he ended up just being retarded. But he was still awesome, though. Yeah, like, dude. It didn't stop him from being awesome.
Yeah,
it's just me.
That was pretty awesome, dude. We
damn,
thought
Tim,
that.
You just described how everyone feels about me.
We find out we were just watching you from the future.
Damn, the future's bright.
And I'm Joe Referee.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
Kev's the guy that fell.
Yeah, that dude coming out who slipped and fell. That was fucking awesome. It lost dude. All credibility instantly, dude. No one fucking liked him after that because he fell.
Was he the old general guy?
No, he was a young dude.
Yeah, he was young.
The old. Remember the
I think
super
he was like the
old,
main event guy.
The super old guy. We just no, Tim. We didn't stay for the main event. Oh, we didn't stay oh, that long, dude.
Dude, what if the main event was like Hell in a Cell between like Undertaker and The Rock? We just
that's
fucking
so good.
Left.
All
yeah,
righty,
I would have left.
So let's get started with this case, Tim. I hope you enjoy the name of this one because this woman okay. that we're talking about today. We got a pretty good one. You wanted it. You got it. A real bona fide badass. Somebody that would be impossible to describe as all fart and no poop. I forgot I wrote that in there. So, so stupid. All fart. Yeah, this person, she's not all fart and no poop, dude. Picked, of course, only because of the name. This is what I did. I went on Murderpedia and just fucking looked for a name that made me laugh.
Fuck yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, I bring to you Priscilla Bigadike.
Oh, yeah.
That's a huge bitch.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Priscilla
yeah,
Bigadike,
dude.
Fuck yeah. Of course, not to be confused with the serial killers known as Oscar Huge Faggot or Rhonda Giant Rug Muncher. Oh, this is Priscilla Bigadike.
Yeah, don't get them confused with my mom and my dad, guys.
Tim's parents, dude. And then I also wrote in right here, we're going to need a Bigadike.
Is this like a super villain arc and like her or superhero arc and her super villain is Lil Straight?
Lil Straight has to be a fucking rapper somewhere. Oh, yeah.
There has to be. I'm gonna Google Lil Straight.
Lil... It's just R. Kelly pretending not to be
it's
gay.
Just Jaden Smith.
Oh, I thought I found it, but it's Lil Baby singing I'm Straight. There's gotta be a Lil Straight.
Yeah, it has to be.
Priscilla Bigadike, her middle or maiden name is actually Wiley. We'll get
oh,
into
yeah.
when
was
she
a
became.
Was she of the coyote tribe?
Our sources for this case, capitalpunishmentuk.org, Murderpedia, murderuk.com, and then also there's a GeoCities website that was created by one of her relatives, and the website opens up with this sentence. My three times great auntie on my father's mother's side was Priscilla Bigadike.
Fuck yeah. So, wait, isn't yeah. GeoCities like that, like Pokemon Go shit or whatever?
GeoCities, dude.
Isn't that I remember the old we used, websites that people would make.
What's the Geo thing that's like Pokemon Go where you go
geocaching?
Around geocaching, yeah.
Yeah, dude. And Geodude is what you're thinking of,
oh,
Tim.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude. Pokemon. Yeah.
I have nowhere to work this in, but heal me. I'm heart sick. I'm hungry in A minor G. Oh, yeah. I don't know why I want to say that.
Is that Pearl Jam?
No, that's School of Rock, dude.
Oh.
Okay. No vacancy. All righty. anything you boys want to say before we jump into the life of Priscilla Bigadike?
I don't think so.
I'm ready to jump in both feet.
Hell
oh,
yeah.
Yeah, dude.
This I don't know if it makes country. Sense, but you said you mentioned Pokemon and like this is her first evolution.
Yeah.
She evolves into just Scylla.
She evolves into
Dykezilla.
She evolves into biggest dyke, and then Hillary Clinton.
Look, yeah. And when she does that, the only thing she could battle is fucking what the fuck's his name? Jeffrey Epstein. She could battle.
Hillary Clinton's like her best Pokemon move is teaching the miners how to code. Is that what it was? I don't remember. Was it something like that?
Where she sends them to Pokemon Go to the polls.
Fuck yeah, dude.
I don't know who created Pokemon Go. How about Pokemon fucking lost the election? I don't know who invented Pokemon last place. Okay, let's get into this. I'm sorry, guys. I was having such a shitty day, dude, because like I've been working like over 60 hours a week, and this is how they begin like the years. Meeting at the end of the day. All right, we're all off tomorrow, except Kevin, you're helping with Blue Machines.
So what? Like, no, fuck you.
Damn it, dude.
Oh, fuck.
Why start off that way?
Yeah. Dude, just tell him to make Andrew come back and do it.
I wish, dude. Andrew.
What the hell?
All right, here we go.
Wait, real quick. When Andrew left, did they like have a goodbye party or anything, or is it just kind of like later, it's your last day, you fucking loser?
No, because he called in the morning and left a voicemail. He's like, yeah, so I forget what he said.
Oh, my
He's like,
God,
yeah,
I know this.
I'm moving to Michigan, so yeah, I guess I quit. I think it was something like that. Dude,
I hope they like played it to like everybody, and you guys just all hung out and called him.
Dude, hashtag Wildman. Guys, you got to quit saying that, man.
Oh, my God.
Nobody's listening, dude.
He really just called on a Friday, you said?
No, I don't know what day it was.
Oh, damn, dude. The morning? Yeah. Okay.
What if it was like 3 minutes before he's supposed to be there? No, he's already late. Just like, well, yeah, I'm not coming in, guys.
What's funny is like they had to know because like the last 2 weeks he just quit wearing his work uniforms, and like he used to make his lunch, like cook shit, and he just didn't do that anymore. So you'd think they would
Those
catch
are the
on.
Signs.
So alrighty, you guys ready?
Kev, they don't catch on there. The only thing they catch there is a predator.
Yeah, dude, fucking plenty of them, man.
But they never caught Andrew though.
Where are you at?
That's the guy said on the voicemail to Andrew.
So alrighty, here we go. All the way back to 1833 when Our Lady Priscilla was born.
Oh, fuck, is that old?
According to the GeoCity site, Priscilla was born in Gedney, Lincolnshire. Lincolnshire.
Fuck yeah.
Is that even in fucking America?
No. That can't be in America.
No, I don't know where it is. It's from Murder, UK, so somewhere over there.
Yeah,
okay.
Ron was still in high school.
Dude, that's good. Training, eating cockroaches, training for Fear Factor.
This is a training ground, you asshole.
He's training for Fear Factor in 1833.
He knew, man.
He still got second place. So
he only had 160 years of training, guys.
22 years later, in 1855, Priscilla would marry a man by the name of Richard Bigadike. Yes, that's right. Dick Bigadike.
Just fucking what?
Is the guy's name.
Fuck
and,
yeah.
Yeah. And together they would have three children. And our boy Richard, his occupation was digging wells.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah. Here's a quote from Murder. Oh, sorry. What's that, Spence?
It's an honorable trade.
It is.
Yeah, dude. Not too bad.
The Bigadikes have been doing it for generations.
Here's a quote from murderuk.com. Quote, "To call the Bigadike home overcrowded would be a massive understatement. In the two-room hovel in the small Lincolnshire village of Stickney lived 35-year-old laborer Richard Bigadike, his 29-year-old wife Priscilla, their three children, and two lodgers. The lodgers were 21-year-old fisherman George Ironmonger and 30-year-old rat catcher Thomas Proctor."
Fuck yeah, dude. Hey, didn't your mom used to live there? Oh no, it's called Stick Me.
Yeah, dude. And my dad used to work there. Oh, never mind. That was Stickman's. Dude, there is
that place was the shit.
Dude, I hated it, man. I liked it at first.
They ripped me off so bad.
Dude, there is this place that sold like old school Nintendo games and shit. It was awesome at first, okay? Yeah. So I went in there and I bought Maniac Mansion for NES. I'm like, fuck yeah, dude. It was like $15. I took it home. It wouldn't fucking play. It didn't play at all. Didn't work. I brought it back the next day. I was like, hey, I bought this. It doesn't work, though. And the guy's like, yeah, we can't accept it back, though, because you could have gone home and switched it out.
I'm like, fucking no,
I don't just have Maniac Mansion at home just hanging out. So he's like, we can do this, though. And he took a Q-tip, sprayed it with Windex, and then just, like, cleaned it. I'm like, yeah, dude, I already did that, dude. This shit doesn't work. And he refused to refund me.
Dude.
I was like, well,
dude. It's what kinda, a legend.
Damn.
Yeah, dude.
He made a sale.
Yeah, he ripped me
Stop
off.
Stop Asian hate.
Maniac Mansion was a sweet fucking game, though. Came out in 1987.
Damn.
So I was interested in the word dyke, so I wanted to know its origins and seeing if it was like around that time.
Mm. Uh-huh.
Just, 1950s. The word dyke was used as a derogatory term for lesbians, but was also used by lesbians of higher social status to identify crude, rough bar lesbians.
Mm. Oh. Really? I also was interested, so I went on Motherless and typed in dyke.
Yeah. That's why he was gone for like 15 minutes there for a second.
So, yeah, so we got a lot of awesome names in this case. We got
and job occupation, too, because rat catcher.
Yeah, old fisherman George Ironmonger and 30-year-old rat catcher Thomas Proctor. So I kind of picture these two guys as like Mac and Charlie from Always Sunny.
Oh, yeah. He has to be the rat catcher.
Yeah. Charlie's ancestor.
Rat catcher Charlie. And then, of course, Mac Ironmonger.
That's so good.
Yeah.
Which Proctor should have been a proctologist. Come on, man. You missed an opportunity there.
That's true.
I feel like Ironmonger should be a perk in Fallout.
Yeah, dude. Well,
I don't think that job occupation is what you guys are thinking, though. I think Proctor worked as a wrestler's sexual lady girl, and he brought the girls to him because they're ring rats.
Dude. Well, Tim, you were telling the truth, dude. Proctor, he could have been a proctologist and a rat catcher, but his only patient was Richard Gere. So.
Get that gerbil out of there.
Quote, Proctor was described as very repugnant, but this did not prevent Priscilla from having an affair with him, he may even have been responsible for the youngest of the Bigadyke brood.
Hashtag wild man.
Richard and Priscilla argued constantly, a situation that had been ongoing for some time. Yeah, so we got, this is who's all living in this house. We have Priscilla, her husband. Hey, Priscilla, there you are.
Oh, fuck yeah.
So we have
Priscilla break up with me, Jake Wyler.
Jake Wyler. So we have Priscilla, her husband, Richard, their three children, and then those two other guys, all living in one house.
Fuck yeah, dude. I hope when like her and Dick got in a fight, she walked up and she's like, I need some tea to the fourth power. Why?
Sometimes
to talk to you.
Dude, so we got all these people living under one roof, and we got cameras so we can see when people start acting real. Or what do they say in the real world? I butchered it, but the beginning of real world?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Here's a quote from the GeoCities site. Quote, they had two lodgers, George Ironmonger and Thomas Proctor, living in what was reported to be a two-roomed house. Oh, two rooms. Perhaps it's not too surprising that Priscilla was accused of having an affair with one of them under those conditions. Well, if you got all those people in two rooms, you could just trip and accidentally fucking have sex with somebody in there.
If only there was two wombs in the house, then there wouldn't be an affair.
Mm. Well, that'd be cool. Yeah, because legally, I think if there are two wombs in the house, it's not cheating, I think.
Yeah, actually, I think
sorry,
Biden
that's
passed
stupid.
That back then.
Biden
was around.
Yeah.
Your
pleasure. Can you hit us with some Bidens?
So was Bigadyke like the first recorded cuck then? Because, like,
huge,
I mean,
bitch!
Come on.
It was reported that Richard thought his last child might not be his, and that Priscilla was laying with Thomas Proctor while he was at work. There is no outright denial by either Priscilla or Thomas Proctor about this. Imagine, are you fucking my wife? And then he just stares at you. He won't say no. Priscilla, are you fucking this guy? And they both just stare at him and just won't say no.
Dude, he had like the best excuse. Like, nah, she's a dyke.
Yeah, and then after he said that, that's when George Ironmonger was like, hey, you know what they say, it ain't no fun if the homies can't have none. which I think is fair.
Yeah. And then they fuck Bigadyke.
Oh fuck yeah, dude.
So yeah, not a ton of information, but it sounds like we had a lot of people living under one roof, and sounds like Priscilla and Richard maybe didn't have the best relationship going on. There were possible affairs that were happening, all that fun stuff.
What if, like, he was completely mistaken? He's like, yeah. He's, like, telling his buddies. He's like, yeah, dude, these two guys that live with us, I think they're cheating on me with my wife. And they're like, oh, let's go look at them. They're like, go look at them. It's literally just Siegfried and Roy. Hey, buddy, I don't think they're having sex with your wife.
They're just fucking each other.
Fuck.
Yeah,
They might be bigger dykes than her.
What if they keep hearing sex in the other room? And like, they're like, what is that? Who is that? But it was just always those two fucking each other.
Dude, hell yeah, dude.
Here's a quote from capitalpunishmentuk.org. Quote, all of them live together in a two-room cottage. The four adults shared two beds, so like the fucking grandma bucket and fucking Willy Wonka.
Hell yeah.
Very close together in the one room. Relations between Richard and his wife have been steadily deteriorating during 1868. He suspected Priscilla of having an affair with Proctor, and that baby was fathered by him. And all she could say when he challenged her was, well, it's mine. Hardly convincing.
Yeah. Dude, what about the two guys sleeping in bed together? And they're like, since it's just a small house and small bed, they're afraid of like their wieners and dicks touching each other.
Yeah.
Or wieners and butts touching each other. So the one guy glues one side of a magnet to his penis and the other guy glues another side of the magnet to his ass. So every time he rolls over, it just pushes him back over.
Oh, shit. Dude, they're like laying like the grandparents in Willy Wonka, and they have to keep making sure, no matter what, that the AC doesn't get shut off, because if it gets too hot, their shit hangs so far down they might touch each other. All right, it's your turn. Make sure the AC's on. Oh, shit. Did the AC turn off? Are our fucking wieners touching?
It's the fucking 1800s.
They wake up like Steve Martin and John Candy in Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Oh, fuck yeah, yeah, dude.
Where's your head between two pillows?
That movie's so good.
It is a good movie.
Yeah, so now we come to the big day, fellas. Wednesday, September 30th, 1868, exactly 100 years and one day before Night of the Living Dead was released.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude. Yeah.
Coincidence?
I don't think so, man.
I think it was planned.
Jose Romero knew, dude.
He knew. And after what I'm guessing was a long, hard day of work, Richard, he comes home to his family and the lodgers. And he sits down for some tea and cakes that Priscilla had baked for him.
Mm.
So Richard, he gets home around 6 p.m. or so, and he eats the cake that was made. And within minutes, our boy Richard starts feeling quite ill.
I must have researched the wrong stuff. I thought it was cookies, and they called her Figadyke.
Oh, hell yeah.
Fuck yeah, dude.
It's not funny at all.
So yeah, he gets home. There's cake made for him. He's like, oh, this is, hell yeah. He starts eating cake after a hard day of work, and he starts feeling sick.
Fuck yeah.
Quote, the doctor could do nothing to alleviate his symptoms, and Richard died about 12 hours later.
Damn.
Yeah, 12 hours after eating that cake, he died. A post-mortem established that an irritant poison was involved, and by the end of October, when the inquest could be held, it was determined that death had been caused by arsenic.
Oh, shit.
In 1855, like, what tools did they have to determine this kind of shit, right? Like, were they just, like, it's like the clown thing where they keep pulling a bunch of cloths out of their mouth. They like stuff a bunch of cloths down his throat and like pull it out and be like, oh yeah, judging by this saliva content, I think he was poisoned.
Okay, I didn't realize you were saying cloths. I thought you were saying claws.
White claws.
White claws. Yeah.
They just make him drink a white claw. If he throws this up, then he's got to
be
sick.
Well, they're like, well, now he's poisoned.
And here's another take on that incident as well, and this is from the Capital Punishment UK site. Quote, on the afternoon of Wednesday, the 30th of September, Priscilla baked some shortcake. Proctor and Ironmonger each ate a piece, and the other piece was saved for Richard to eat when he got home from work at around 6 p.m. She brewed some tea and put milk into his cup. She left it on the table until he was ready and then poured the tea into it, which he drank. A few minutes after he had consumed the tea, he became violently ill, the symptoms suggesting poisoning. Dr. Maxwell was sent for, but Richard's condition deteriorated rapidly and he died in great pain around 6 in the next morning. Dr. Maxwell suspected poisoning and ordered a postmortem, which revealed severe inflammation of the stomach. And Dr. Maxwell testified at the inquest that death had been caused by an irritant poison. So the coroner ordered that the stomach and its contents be sent to London for analysis.
Oh, well.
Oh, damn. What about,
What is it, Toof?
I was going to say the doctor is actually Colin Powell. And he realizes that the cake was yellow cake. And he's like, holy shit, they're making uranium. They're making weapons of mass destruction. We should invade this place.
Yeah, dude.
Because that's more fucking evidence than he had originally.
Yeah, dude. Is I he dead? It. Did he die?
He did.
Fucking hope so. Good.
Yeah, he did die. Okay. How did, when did?
Oh, my God. What if it was colon cancer?
Oh, fuck yeah, dude. Full circle, man.
Yeah.
That's what he gets.
What if somehow he was just that guy that Rey Mysterio killed when he gave him the 619?
God, dude. Fuck yeah. Hell yeah, dude.
That'd be awesome.
That would be
Wait,
sweet.
Then if that's true, then what the hell happened to my dad? Fuck.
He just fucking left.
Oh, wait a minute. That's just when he 69'd my mom.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Hey, he hasn't killed me yet, too.
Oh, so I told the guys already, but for the listeners, the one dude I worked with who I told the story about the, do you have anything for pain?
Yeah.
So yeah. That guy, I worked so with this good. Dude who's like a short, stout, dwarf looking guy. And one day while working with him, he just turns to me and yells, do you have anything for pain?
God, that's
and
so fucking...
I guess he meant like Tylenol or something.
Yeah.
Also, one day in one motion, he turned, threw both hands in the air at the same time, and somehow his gloves both flew off and he yelled, I gotta take a shit.
Oh,
but this guy yeah. raped somebody back in like 1990 and he always wears a backwards Outer Banks hat. But yeah, so I guess someone was talking at work. He's like, yeah, what happened to that one guy who was like, who was mentally retarded? I'm like, what guy are you talking about, dude?
You're like, Andrew?
he's like, the one guy who, he was upstairs with you for a while. I was like, I didn't have a mentally retarded guy up there. And I guess that guy, the pain guy.
Fuck yeah.
Oh my God.
I guess yeah. he's got some fucking problems besides being Hell a yeah. rapist.
What if you like, you didn't notice like when he yelled that, you're like, why is he yelling that? And you look over and he has like a portable DVD player. And he's watching Major Pain.
fuck yeah, dude. Yeah. I notice he starts hiding behind shit and yelling. I'm like, whoa, what's going on? Are you okay, dude? And I notice his DVD player that he brought with him, that yeah. portable one. Yeah. And he hides. He's watching Blade Trinity, and every time they show Triple H's teeth, he hides.
Hell yeah, dude. He keeps farting garlic at you.
Dude, that'd be so funny, dude. If he really thought everyone he worked with was vampires.
Like he just got done watching SmackDown, and like he saw like Sammy talking about they just had that conspiracy against him. He's like, "Do you have anything for Zayn?"
All right, real question.
Yeah.
For the rest of your life, would you rather have Triple H's vampire teeth? Or you can only eat Skyline chili food.
Fuck yeah.
Ooh. Let me see.
Look up the
menu
first.
Let me look
first.
At Skyline Chili's menu.
Yeah, dude.
Let's see. Hey, oh, yeah.
I'm going with the vampire teeth.
Oh, yeah. I'm here. Yeah, having car
yeah,
troubles.
I'm going with vampire teeth, too.
Yeah, can I?
Yeah, oh,
I
mean, that wouldn't even be that
it
bad.
It really is like the teeth or just having diarrhea for the rest of your life, honestly.
Hey, you, like, you don't have to put your feet in.
I thought everything about Skyline Chili was going to be cool, and the only thing cool about it was how much cheese they gave you. Yeah. That's it.
Yeah, they do give you a lot of cheese.
I've never been there. I feel like I just, like, if it's chili, I'd rather just make it at home.
Is that all it's they like, have is chili?
It's like a shitty hot dog, shitty Coney sauce, and the spaghetti. They served it wet and cold noodles. Yeah, looks, I was like, this sucks.
Yeah.
Dude, just on their website, like the front page, they have two chili cheese dogs. They don't look good. And then they just have a bowl of those little fucking crackers that are like.
Dude, like when you get on the menu, they're like, are you sure?
Yeah, dude, it's like, you see how shitty these crackers are? Yeah. Are you sure?
Like, it just shows the F from the fucking health department.
Ah, yeah.
The one in Mansfield survived the pandemic, dude. That's a fucking money laundering front, for real.
Yeah.
I know this
Nobody
happened,
eats
like,
there. There's no way.
Like, fucking 12 years ago, but we were talking about before it. But, dude, Rex Ryan's wife's feet video, dude.
Can I touch him?
You have a... Having car trouble? This doesn't sound like him at all, but in my head, that's how he sounds. You having car trouble?
What about, like, just the steps of everything?
Can I smell them? What's like, that?
Like, having a foot fetish.
Oh, yeah.
Then recording it, and then being like, we need to put this online.
But dude, it's like role play videos. She's just sitting in his car and with her feet out the window, weird, and he comes up, hey, having car problems? Oh, yeah. And she goes to put her feet away. Oh, no, Kate, we don't have to put them away. Can I smell them?
Dude, you've heard the one story that he had one of his football players rub his wife's feet, right?
They're sweaty. Yeah, can I smell them?
I think it was Revis. He had Revis rub his wife's feet.
What if he does that and it's like, yeah, now jack me off?
I swear to God, we'll give you a max contract.
Fuck yeah, dude. I honestly didn't have a foot fetish until Tube started his video, and now I'm starting to see it, man.
Yeah.
It's starting to make sense now.
Just like, I know we've said it, but you are sitting there like a little slut, dude.
Yeah, dude. He looks like the Shawn Michaels naked picture that fucking JP used to have on his belt.
Yeah.
Dude, too, if we buy you a championship belt, like a real legit one,
oh my God,
will you record an entire episode naked with just that over your junk?
That'd be so fucking good.
Hell yeah.
Dude.
Ah, yeah.
Hey, you can just go buy, you don't need to buy a real replica. You can just buy the toy ones that are like an inch tall.
The one that came with the Goldberg toy?
Fuck yeah. But dude, don't even use the belt. Just use the Goldberg toy. Dude, but you also
this
have
is
to
by
have,
Goldberg.
You also have to have Shawn Michaels pyro the whole time.
Oh my God, dude. Okay, where were we on this? So that's what they said. He was probably poisoned. So what the hell happened? Was Richard actually poisoned? It certainly looked like it, but who could have been behind it? Here's what we know so far, because we do have a little bit of evidence. Earlier that month, some white mercury, a.k.a. arsenic, was purchased in order to kill some rats. Okay? But
well, that makes sense. He's a rat catcher. Yeah. He would buy that.
But who purchased the arsenic? Was it the fisherman? Was it the rat catcher? No, Jeremiah, that'd be way too simple. It was none other than Priscilla Bigadyke herself that bought the white mercury.
Bitch.
Well, hey, maybe rat catcher guy was busy and he's like, hey, could you run to the store and get me some white mercury?
That is true.
Yeah.
Don't jump to conclusions.
Priscilla was arrested and accused of the murder of her husband by poisoning. So we got some crazy stuff going on. But Priscilla, she's being held in the Spilsby House of Correction, okay? And quote, the governor, John Phillips, told the court that Priscilla had made a statement in which she said that she had seen Thomas Proctor putting a white powder into Richard's teacup while he was washing. And he had also, she said, put more of the white powder into the medicine left for Richard by the doctor. At the conclusion of the inquest, Thomas and Priscilla were remanded for trial on a charge of murder.
What was that prison called?
John Phillips.
No, the prison.
The governor.
Like, what was the prison?
Oh, the prison. Spilsby House of Correction.
I was just going to crack a joke. They have a lot of paper towels there. That's not fucking funny at all.
Fuck yeah, dude. Hell yeah, it is, dude. While waiting on the results of the stomach contents, though, quote, the adjourned inquest was held on Friday, the 23rd of October at the Rose and Crown Inn before Walter Clegg, the coroner, at about 11 a.m. Professor Taylor of Guy's Hospital in London.
That's
fucking
dude,
sweet.
That's
hashtag
sweet
wild
name.
Guys, dude.
Yeah, fuck
Yo, this is the... Yo, what are you looking for? The fucking Hospital of Women? Fucking get out of here. We got fucking... We got shotgun beers all fucking night. We dude, fucking shotgunned beer. All our drugs we shotgunned with the fucking beer.
The IVs,
we fucking shotgunned so much shit. We got so much powder over here.
The IVs are just diesel.
Fucking, yeah, dude. Hey, we'll fucking tear this wall down. Bring your diesel truck in here and just fucking floor it around. We'll fucking shotgun beers.
And all the TVs are just watching Spike TV.
Fuck yeah,
oh my
dude.
God, hell yeah. Dude, without even seeing a picture of the guy, I already know Clegg doesn't have teeth.
The coroner? Dude. He probably does. That. He probably fucking took out of other bodies and just put them in his mouth, dude.
One by one.
So Professor Taylor of Guy's Hospital in London was presented and testified that, quote, I received certain jars from Supt Wright. What is that? Superintendent? Something right, containing the contents of the stomach of Richard Bigadike. He further stated that there was not the slightest doubt deceased had died through the administration of arsenic. Okay, so pretty much what we all thought. He was poisoned for sure.
Yeah.
So now we have the pair here that are being set for trial. We have Priscilla Bigadike and Thomas Proctor, but only for a moment, because the court is like, fuck it. Let's discharge Thomas. We don't think he did it. Thomas Proctor is like, we don't think the fucking rat catcher did it. And instead,
hell yeah, it must have been the guy's court too.
Oh yeah, dude. Fucking bring that fucking broad up here. I got something to say.
Hey, she's a fucking witch. Am I right, Proctor? Yeah.
Yo, hey, dude. Thomas, you rat catcher. I see you bagged yourself a big fucking rat over here.
It's just Bill Burr. I love it.
I'm trying to look it up because I'm trying to see if that's the same hospital that Andrew went to. Oh, no, that was Pussy Hospital.
Yo, this is the fucking guy's courtroom. Unless you're a woman with big jugs, get the fuck out of here. But only for a moment. Yeah, so they're like, you know what, Thomas? We don't think you did it. Get out of here. You're fucking good to go, brother. And instead, the trial went on with just Priscilla being the main suspect.
Fuck yeah, dude. Fuck yeah, dude.
Hey, wait, who's this fucking guy? Oh, he's the rat catcher. Well, what the fuck does that mean? Well, he's got a lot of arsenic. We don't think he fucking did it. Get out of here.
Arsenic, long as he's got a dick, he's good to
arsenic,
go.
Arsenic, dude. Oh, fuck, dude.
Oh, my God, dude. What about Hulk Hogan's son committing fires?
Nick Hogan.
Arsenic.
Fuck yeah, dude. God, might as well at this point.
Yeah, dude. If he fucking killed somebody intentionally, that would actually, somehow that would make him a better person.
Well,
know, dude?
Like, if I found out he was a fucking serial killer, like, I'd be like, yeah, I actually like him more.
I'm like, holy shit, he's good at something.
Yeah.
Yeah, did, dude. Did the accident happen the accident happen before the Benoit murders?
The Nick Hogan?
I think it was after.
What if he was trying to make amends?
Nick Hogan's car accident was
I think it was after, but I might be wrong. I think it was like 2008, maybe.
2007.
Oh. Okay.
What Wait, time in 2007? Was it before July?
Wait a minute.
That's the same year.
He was involved in a car accident in which he crashed into a tree as a result of driving under the influence of alcohol. I didn't know he was drunk.
Yeah, yeah, he was drunk.
I thought he just lost control.
No, he fucking drove drunk like a fucking little idiot.
Yeah, dude.
What's the... is there an exact date on that, Kevin, by chance?
August 26th.
Ah, so it's just after,
damn it,
dude.
Right after.
Holy shit, dude. His murder spree just kept continuing.
Well, you killed your friend, was seriously injured. He has brain damage. You have to spend your time in jail from May 9th, 2008 to October 21st, 2008. Did you learn your lesson,
yeah,
Nick Hogan?
Dude. He probably fucking like fed him like fucking like fillets in there and shit and just fucking jacked him off the whole
dude,
time.
Yeah. Do you remember the like pretty much. Okay, so he ruined his friend's life.
Yeah,
he's fucking
he killed him or did he not die?
He's got to be dead now. He's like, remember he was like in a he's brain damaged.
He's
like a vegetable.
Yeah.
His head was like fucking caved in.
Yeah.
But do you remember the video?
And then he won the presidency in 2020.
Oh man.
Hey man. So fucking Nick Hogan's corn pop.
wait a minute, what the fuck does this mean? Oh, I just went to, I just Googled this dude's name, Tampa Bay Times. This is the article, dude, from 2019. Mm. Hulk Hogan's son, a tragic crash, murder for hire, the latest on Tampa Bay's strangest saga. What
the fuck? Wait, they say like he killed him on purpose?
No, I don't know what this is. But anyways, there was like audio of Nick Hogan in jail where he's complaining to Hulk about, he's like, yeah, man, we got hot dogs in here. They're not very good. Like, yeah. He's complaining about the hot dogs in jail.
Oh my God.
You killed somebody.
You fucking douche.
You're in jail for like fucking 4 months.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Hey, Brooke.
Dude, what?
Hey, Brooke, Kev, we're going to go see your brother in fucking jail. You want to go?
Right before we go see your brother, let's fucking have sex, because I'm weird as fuck, too.
Hey, Brooke, quit sucking my dick for a minute, Brooke. Hey, Brooke, we're going to go see your brother, Brooke. Keep sucking.
Dude,
what if he was complaining about the hot dogs?
For your brother.
Hey, Brooke, you ever seen the Hulkster's dick? Hey, Brooke. You heard of the stinky leg drop, Brooke?
Dude, what if he was complaining about the hot dogs because they were Skyline Chili ones?
Oh, fuck yeah, dude.
He's like,
that's fucking more than what he deserved.
Dad, you gotta get me out of here. Those.
No.
Dad, Hulkster, please get me out of here. It's fucking awful. I know I killed somebody, but they're making us, the food, they make us eat Skyline Chili, and it's just fucking too bad. Dad, please.
Dude, also, Tim, one time, like, this is how sad and fucking pathetic my life is, that this is a top 20, maybe top 15 moment in my life, but I seriously want to take you to Tampa and we can just drive by Hogan's house. It's seriously so fucking weird somehow.
Yeah, dude, that's so good.
Hey, I'm on Google and I just typed in Nick Hogan nude.
Oh,
let's see what happens, dude.
There are some.
There
are some. Oh my God, he's a DJ now? What the fuck?
Yeah, there's a video of Hulk Hogan DJing with him.
Yeah, he'll be fucking DJing. Well,
is fucking Brooke under the table sucking them both off? Hey, Brooke.
Dude,
hey,
actually look up Hulk Hogan DJ and look at the hat he's wearing.
Dude, I'm looking at Nick Hogan's dick, dude.
Is it, God,
I hope it's small as fuck.
From here, does not look big at all.
Yeah, dude.
And then there's this guy who looks just like Hulk Hogan, who's just naked in a bed. I don't know what he's doing. And then there's this other jacked naked dude with like Stone Cold's face, I guess. Dude. I don't know who this guy is. It just says gay Hulk Hogan. I don't know who he is. He fucking rules, though. I'm going to share my screen.
I hope somehow Nick Hogan, his dick is like he gets an inch every time Hogan puts somebody over.
Look at this fucking dude.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude.
That guy fucking rules, dude. Look at him all.
Hell yeah, dude.
Holy shit, dude. This Stone Cold guy.
Dude, the Hogan one. Click on that.
Dude, the website. So there's this picture of a very badly photoshopped picture of nude Hulk Hogan, and the website is just us boys.
Is the end of his dick like one of those orange things they put at the end of like BB guns, so you know it's not real?
With a Scott Steiner nude?
Oh my God, dude.
What the fuck?
Vince?
What is this?
Dude, Arn Anderson. Dude, I love these fake wrestlers. Okay. It's so fucking good. Just us boys.
Fuck yeah.
Dude, this is the men's college or whatever the fuck that place
fuck
is called.
Yeah, dude. Get the fucking girls out of here. It's just us boys.
Bring in the Hulk Hogan.
Bring
in
Hulkster. Is Scott Steiner out there? Yeah, we'll fucking drop your shorts and get in here. Okay. Okay, where were we?
What if like they brought Proctor and the big a dyke Priscilla up to the thing? Like, drop your pants. And when they drop their pants, like, Proctor, not guilty, you can go.
They're like, Priscilla Big Dyke, what is that? Gross. put them back on.
Where is it?
Where is their fucking it? There's,
why
is there supposed
why
to
the
be
fuck
a dick?
Do I instantly smell the fucking ocean? Pull your pants back up, bitch.
Priscilla, where's your dick at? What is this? Fucking pull them up.
Your husband would have died sooner of poison if he ate that snatch.
Okay. So the trial goes on with Priscilla being the only suspect. They let Thomas go.
Quote, what about the other guy?
Quote, in December, the pair appeared before the Winter. I don't know what this word is. It's spelled A-S-S-I-Z-E-S. Winter Ass Sizes.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, his fucking yeah. ass size is perfect. Get in here. So whatever that is at Lincoln, the judge, Justice Biles, told the jury they could discharge Proctor. So Justice Biles is like, yeah, just fucking get him fucking out of here. He didn't do shit.
He's like, he didn't do shit, but this bitch is making me throw up.
She's fucking pissing me off. Like, funny. She's not here yet.
Yeah.
So this was done and Priscilla faced trial alone. The jury only took a few minutes to return a guilty verdict and Priscilla was sentenced to death.
Dude,
you fucking get
yeah,
her
dude.
Out of here. She fucking did it.
Fuck yeah, did they hang that bitch?
Well, she claimed she was innocent and that she didn't kill her husband, but that would mean nothing to the court because Monday, December 28th, 1868, Priscilla Bigadike was hanged to death for the murder of her husband, Richard Bigadike.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Hey, how many ropes did they have to use?
So Priscilla Bigadike, she was hanged Monday, December 28th for the murder of her husband.
Fuck yeah, what if they're like,
we're going to need a big old rope.
We didn't have ropes big enough, so we just fucking threw her off the power tower.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude. This is from the GeoCities website. It's pretty fucked up, if true. Quote, Priscilla was in prison at Lincoln Jail inside the castle.
Fuck
her
yeah.
baby came with her but was weaned and taken to the workhouse where she died 2 years later.
Wow.
Well, hell yeah.
Priscilla was found guilty and sentenced to hang from the gallows on the 28th of December, 1868. She was hung by Thomas Askern, but reports claimed he did not do his work well. It would appear that the noose was reversed and Priscilla hung for some time before dying, strangling, rather than having her neck broken.
Jesus.
How do you mess that up?
I mean, his last name was Askern, dude. I mean, come on. You get what you paid for.
Hey, Kev, was it a daughter or son that she had with her for 2 years?
I fucking guess I used the wrong knot.
Yeah.
what's
about their, like, what's that baby? Is that your baby? She's like, yes, it's my daughter. Daughter? Hang that motherfucker, too.
Yeah, this is your fucking guy's court.
Like,
no, honestly, if that's true, that is super sad. They took her baby and then they put her in a fucking workhouse and she just worked to death. So that is super sad.
I heard she
bummer.
Kept like fighting the dude off that was like about to hang her and shit. She kept fighting him off and stuff and like she kept hitting him in the ass. He's like, man, my ass burns.
Dude, I'm just thinking like the way a noose is, like if they hung it front ways, she couldn't even see anything because the fucking huge knot of the noose is just covering her face.
So her body was interred in the Lucy Tower at Lincoln Castle, a burial place of those condemned to death. Okay. So it's a very interesting case, but it does not end here.
Ooh.
We got one last nugget to deep in.
Oh, fuck yeah.
One last nugget to dip into. We're going to fast forward 14 years after Priscilla was hanged. So now we're in 1882. Thomas Proctor, the guy, you fucking get out of here. Yeah, just go have fun. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Oh, yeah, take the rest of that arsenic you got with you.
toss it in the river.
Dude, what if he killed her daughter?
Toss that shit in the fucking river. What's that?
What if he killed her daughter with that?
Oh, my God, dude. On the way out.
Yeah, it was like, here you go, bitch.
So Thomas Proctor, this is 14 years later. He's in bad shape. Not sure exactly what happened to him, but he's on his deathbed.
Oh, my God.
He's close to passing away.
Oh,
and,
my God, yes.
But not before he makes a certain confession,
dude.
Right here.
Fuck you.
That's right.
Dude.
This motherfucker admits that it was, in fact, him that had poisoned and killed Richard Bigadike. So it was Thomas Proctor the entire time, that fucking weasel, hashtag wild
dude,
man.
That's straight hashtag wild man, dude.
Score another one on the scoreboard for the good
yeah,
guys.
Yeah, dude. Kevin, do you have that now you're a man fucking...
Oh, I don't think I do,
damn
man.
It, dude.
Holy
perfect,
shit,
man.
Dude.
I have this.
I think I got my swagger back.
That's good, dude. That's so good.
It was, in fact, Thomas Proctor the whole time. But, I mean, that doesn't mean, who knows? He admits
sure
to it, but that doesn't mean.
Yeah. Especially if she was fucking the other dude.
And, like, when some people are dying, like, near death, they kind of, like, hallucinate or have, you know, weird... So maybe he was, you know, going through some weird hallucinations, and he's like, maybe I did do it. But did they find her? Did they go back and reverse the court ruling?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck yeah.
They just go to her grave. Hey, Priscilla.
My bad.
Our bad.
Priscilla Bigadike received a posthumous pardon. Yeah, she does.
What if they, like, dug her up a weekend at Bernie's? Or...
Yeah. Hashtag wild woman. Hey, maybe we fucked up. Maybe we did. Maybe we didn't. And then they high five and just forget this ever happened.
Yeah, high five the dude on his deathbed.
They bring it. What about, like, her defense being in court, being like, yeah, so what? I fucked every guy that came into the court or came into our house, but I didn't kill anybody.
I do want to mention there are a handful of different versions of Priscilla's final words before she was hanged.
Oh, shit.
Here's an interesting one. Damn. After the chaplain speaks for a while and says things like, he says, quote, "There is only one hope left, that you have endeavored to confess your sins to God, though you will not to your fellow creatures. All I can now say is that I leave you in the hands of God, and may he have mercy upon your soul. What a satisfaction it would be to your children, to your friends, and to your relatives, it would be to know that you had passed from death into life in the full persuasion that your sins were forgiven, you, and that you would be admitted into the blessed kingdom of God. I fear I can hold out no further consolation to you. The matter rests between yourself and the Almighty. Had you made a declaration of your sins, I should have done what, as a minister of Christ, I am entitled to do. I should have told you that your sins, though many, are forgiven. I am sorry that I cannot exercise that authority at the present moment. I must leave you to God."
Wait, she supposedly said that?
No, this is what the chaplain is saying.
Oh, but say, no way she fucking was that smart.
The condemned
she was fucking a rat catcher, dude. She's not smart.
The condemned woman was then assisted up the steps of the platform and placed on the trap door. When the noose was being affixed, she stood firmly without assistance. The cap was drawn over her face. She then exclaimed, "All my troubles are over. Shame, you're not going to hang me. Surely my troubles are over." The bell of the cathedral then tolled forth the hour of 9, and at that instant the bolt was drawn, and the struggles of the unhappy woman lasted at least 3 minutes.
Damn. That's there sucks. We go. What if, she was innocent.
What if also...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, maybe.
I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, I know she was... she received a pardon, but I mean, they had to have been in a group. Yeah, like, they had to have all been in on it. I mean, she made the food, and he poisoned it. Like, come on.
I heard, like, one of the other, like, accounts of, like, what she said. Like, they're not sure. I think only, like, one thing that I saw, like, she said this, but she just sang "Holla Back, Girl."
Oh, hell yeah.
When she's like, this shit is
bananas. While she was dangling in the air.
This cake is full of arsenic. He's like, what?
A-R-S-E.
What's the other guy that lived there? It wasn't Proctor.
Ironmonger.
Ironmonger. What if, like, also Proctor, he's like, I also have another confession. She didn't cheat on her husband, but that wasn't her child. It was mine and Ironmonger's.
Fuck yeah, dude.
We actually fucked each other. She never cheated.
He sang Foo Fighters as he was saying it. I got another confession to make.
I fucking put the arsenic in the cake. I'm getting tired of you fucking my wife. That's what he said as he ate it.
God, dude, I've got another confession to make. I poisoned the food.
Somebody's getting the best of us.
Oh. Fuck yeah, dude.
Hell yeah.
You've got your cake. You've got your arsenic. So stupid.
Dude, what's the version of that song we used to sing all the time? It was that song, but I can't remember what the fuck we used to say.
Fuck, what was it?
Oh, dude, we said it for like a fucking week straight. What was it?
Fuck, what is that, dude? We made so many stupid songs.
What? It was that song. You got your... What the fuck did we say?
You've got your something.
Like, we said it for, like, probably, like, longer than a week. Like, I just don't remember what it was.
I'm the king of the castle. You're a dirty rascal.
I do. I can't remember what it was.
That's a fucking weird song.
I think it was
that's everything for this case. You've got your bow, you've got your train.
Yeah, it was on one of the episodes. It's like one of the older ones, but it was about something from that. But we sang it for so long. Dude, I'm about to go back and like listen to every episode if I can remember it. But
yeah, I don't remember.
I know it was on one of the episodes.
I am going to play that one part, though. Here we go. Dude, I do want to say, we've talked a lot of shit about Frankie McDonald. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
We have. I've never liked him.
Yeah.
I've always been against him. I've been anti-Frankie McDonald. There's a video of him singing Free Falling at karaoke.
Dude. Yeah, you sent it.
And it fucking breaks my heart so much that I might be switching sides because of it.
Dude,
hell yeah,
like
about time you joined the good guys.
Honestly,
it's fucking sad. Yeah. The way he says the word heart fucking bums me out so much. Here, I'll play it.
Hell yeah.
It's fucking so sad. The way he says heart. And like, the video begins, he's on stage singing karaoke. Someone is recording him from far away, and it's like they're in an empty karaoke bar. There's no one else there but them.
Yeah, dude. At least nobody could hear the booze.
Okay, I'm going to play it right here, and we'll see what happens. It's so fucking sad, dude. I can't handle the way he says for breaking her heart. It fucking makes me so sad. Hear it again, Tim. See if it breaks your heart, dude.
God, Kevin's really gonna make him hate him more.
Like, I was on his side at first. He just gave me the other way. Dude, wait. You got your ball, you got your chain. It was for Pan Man. It was for Pan Man.
It was Pan Man?
Yeah, it was you got your fuck. It was, we were saying it in Chicago.
You got your
Because
I remember I was sitting in the bathroom taking a shit, still doing it.
It was for Pan Man because
gotcha.
The scene in the Prestige. Man. You got your scene. Yes, it was, dude.
Okay. Yeah, dude. Okay, so there's this true crime guy who's a really popular dude. He has like that Missing Maura Murray podcast or something like that. So, and the guy's name
is the dude who does
the podcast. Man, what's his name? I gotta find him real quick.
It's so
Tim,
fucking funny.
It's Tim Pillary.
Yeah.
Well, at the True Crime Podcast in 2019, we found him there. And for some reason, we Googled him and saw that he had this movie called Pan Man. And then we watched that. This is what we did. Dude. We didn't even like hang out with anyone there.
We just watched
Pan Man in our room.
Yeah.
And then we looked at his credits and saw that he was uncredited as like a guy playing piano in the movie The Prestige. And so we were singing, "You've got that scene in The Prestige."
We just sing. Every time we saw him again, we just sang that like as he's walking away.
You've got that scene in The Prestige. That's how it was.
Oh, that was so good, that trip.
Oh, dude, it was so fucking
Yeah, we played
funny.
A game where it's like, all right, dude, where Pan Man go? Yeah, and we'd go find him.
Where's Pan Man?
Oh, there he is. Hey, do you guys want to go find Pan Man again? Yeah, sure.
All right. What did the black guy say in payment that was like super fucking funny?
Oh yeah, they're eating cookies. Like, you know how much fucking sugar's in them cookies?
Yeah, dude. Like, out of nowhere, we start fucking losing it.
Dude. Speaking of black guy, you know how I told you the most racist guy I worked with is this black dude?
Mm.
He's the one who would like call the Mexican dude. He'd be like, "Oh hey, what's up, quesadilla?
Jesus
hey, what
Christ.
You got for lunch today, huh? An enchilada?" Like, he would like say that, and he would always go, andale. And then he'd look at me and be like, "Yeah, man, they fucking love when I do that." I'm like, dude.
Like, us say even, like, anything near that back, and you're going to fucking shoot us.
So, right. There is this American Indian dude that I work with. We've talked about.
They're guardians now, okay.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he slides, down the railing.
I didn't hear the beginning of it, but I walk in the break room, and I swear to God, the one black dude, the racist black dude, makes a joke about the Indian guy being, like, an alcoholic and drinking fire water. And then he goes, "Yeah, I hope that wasn't racist, was it?" And then laughs, and he's like, "Good thing I'm not white, otherwise that would be racist."
That's not how that works, dude.
Oh, my
dude.
God.
It's like,
dude.
I was like, dude.
Hell yeah.
Like, and the guy just, like, looks at him. It's like, dude, that's fucking your... The most racist guy here is a black dude, but he's only racist to, like... To, like, the Indian guy and then to the Mexican dude.
Yeah.
It's like, what the fuck?
Yeah, like, that's not how that fucking works, man. Like,
all righty, Spence, you want to shut him down, brother?
Sure. Thank you all for listening. If you made it this far,
they didn't.
We'll let you know how you can follow us, which you probably already do if you made it this far.
Yeah.
on Twitter, on Facebook, on Instagram, you can find Brothers Commonplace. You can email us, brotherscommonplace@gmail.com. And you can support us. If you want to support the podcast directly, you can use a Podcasting 2.0 app.
Fuck yeah.
There's a really good app that supports that called Fountain. And you can support the podcast while you listen, which is kind of cool.
Fuck yeah. Let's see here. Shout out to our boy Austin. Primo's got a shout out too, actually.
I do, yeah.
No, hell yeah.
I think his name was Taylor. I'm pretty sure. I hope I'm not getting that wrong, but just randomly met him one day, and he knew my voice and was a fan of the podcast, so that was pretty badass. So shout out to that guy. Hopefully he's having fun at work.
Hell yeah, dude.
Hell yeah.
Shout out to Timmy and Kenton. Not this Timmy, but Timmy.
Yep. Shout out to those guys for sure. They're big fans. Wrote us that story. Call it Commonplace.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude. Yeah. And also, May 22nd, we're going to be going and seeing our boy Tony.
Fuck yeah.
Whiskey Myers is playing in Cleveland.
Hell
we're
yeah.
Also going to the Guardians game that day.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Indians.
Indians, Guardians.
I'm black, so I can call them Indians because I'm not racist.
That's true, yeah. Black from the waist down, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. Oh, Cheetah from the waist down, from what I can see.
Oh, Cheetah, what is he, the Astros? Got him.
Fucking Cheetah. But yeah, I think that's it pretty much. I really don't have a whole lot to say. Spence, you want to hit him Toof with some words of wisdom music?
I don't have the soundboard today.
Oh, shit, I'm sorry. You said that earlier, didn't you?
Sorry. I could send you the file. Right. You could edit it.
Then I'm not
it
doing
here.
It.
Toof, you got some words of wisdom, man.
People are feeling really dumb right now.
Yeah, I need to make people a lot smarter in this world, and I have unlimited wisdom.
He does.
And I'm going to drop a little nugget for you guys.
Okay.
So our boy Andrew, he lives with us.
Yeah.
And, dude, Andrew makes the best fucking cookies. And I found out what his secret sauce is. It's his cum.
Fuck yeah.
But Andrew, like, he likes to hide it. Like, he doesn't want you just to, like, you know, destroy all the cookies, you know. He likes to make some bad ones and then make a really good one. So, this is so fucking stupid, man. So, Andrew comes in this cookie but doesn't bake it. And then he puts it with all the other ones. And, dude, that cum cookie tastes so good, you gotta go searching for it. So we made up a game called Where's Raldo?
Okay. Oh, shit.
Hell yeah, dude.
He's Raldo-ing it.
Fuck yeah.
This bag of country. Now, what a little gay boy.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Oh, man.
All righty. Thank you, everyone, for listening. Be good.
Stay safe.
And laugh at the dark stuff.
Hashtag wild pardon.
Oh, oh shit.
Damn, dude. Or a wild woman.
Hashtag.
Or wild guys. You know what I mean? Oh, boys. Yeah.
Hashtag wild man. Shout out to the Last Man Hilaros. Thank you so much for our outro. Our boy Diego, I don't know if you guys saw I posted, has a new song out. Go check it out.
Oh,
I think
sure.
It's called Heartbreak Dance.
When are those guys coming to Ohio?
I don't know.
Gotta
dude.
Go see them, man.
Yeah, it's. I wish they would.
They're pretty much our only chance of ever getting laid.
Yeah,
I know.
Between
dude.
Them and Miss Whiskey Meyer, like,
yeah,
hell yeah,
yeah. And if next time the Girl Scouts sell some cookies, next time they, it's either gonna be.
They're
selling I'm just
Andrew's
gonna
cookies.
Say, I'm gonna be honest. For the Girl Scouts, just for their sake, they better pray that the Mormons show up first. Because someone's getting some sex. I'm just joking. I'm just joking.
A fucking Mormon Bible.
Oh, God, dude. All righty. Love you, boys.
Love you, guys.
All right, I'm shutting down.
Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.